from the heart of Broadway, here in Storwick downtown, Cape Girardeau. That's not even
Pierre,
the band
you?
I'm making fun. Who the fuck is Pierre Bouvier? Welcome to Podzilla After Dark. I just found out on the pre-show, by the way, that the lead singer's name of
A Simple Plan
is Pierre Bouvier.
That's him.
Which blew my mind.
Or Josh will probably correct us because it's Canadian. They probably say it different up there or something. I don't know
how you would say Pierre Bouvier any different.
I don't
Is he
either.
Related to Marge?
Pierre Bouveau.
Pierre
I wonder
Boover.
If they've ever made that joke on
Boover.
The Simpsons. Because I'm pretty sure, because Marge Bouvier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's spelled the same.
I think so.
So I wonder if that's a joke they made. If not, are they going to make it now, and will they rip us off like they've ripped us like they ripped us off with Professor Xavier and Magneto being played by who are they eyeing for Magneto?
This is news to me. What are you talking about?
Did you not hear about this?
No.
So I forget who it is, but it's someone that was talking about the X-Men movies and the reboots and all that, and they said they're thinking of having an African-American actor play Magneto. And I sent it to the group chat. I'm like, they fucking ripped us off. They're listening to our podcast. And I think they actually said Magneto would be Denzel Washington. Let me verify this before I get too uppity.
I mean, I feel like...
Denzel Washington, rumored for Magneto in MCU reboot. Are you fucking kidding me? You fucks.
I mean, would you really be angry about that? I mean, we had that discussion.
That's why I'm angry. I want my check.
I ain't giving a shit. No, look, their gift to us is not suing us.
For talking about it.
Using their material, like music, whatever. Like, there's probably a lot of reasons. Disney could probably find a lot of reasons to sue us.
Disney could take us to court.
And so, honestly, like, if we have, you know, carte blanche, and all that is required is them taking this idea from us that we would desperately love to see in these films, by all means.
I'm still a little upset about it, though. I'm tired of people ripping our shit off. Godzilla, 1985, we are originators. We are trailblazers. We're the tastemakers of life.
If they could throw us a little bit of credit, that would be awesome.
Can you
imagine how much like our listens would go up? Like if Disney was like, these guys at Godzilla, man, they knew what they were talking about.
Imagine if in the credits, 8 years from now, when they make the first movie, it says, you know, thanks to Godzilla, 1985.
Oof. I would die happy.
I would be dead already. Doesn't matter. It is Podzilla After Dark. My name is Shannon Young. I'm the host tonight. Down at the end of the table, we got Jess Kimball.
That's not me.
We got Lindsay Bouvier.
That's not my name.
Pierre Wolfgang.
No, that's better, but no.
Is Pierre Wolfgang better than Lindsay Bouvier?
I don't know.
Yeah, because Bouvier is a
it's
dumb
just a
name.
Weird name.
That's a bad name. And Ali Hebert is not here.
No.
In fact, the fourth seat is left open. But I do have a special treat for you guys tonight.
Oh, boy.
We have a special guest.
What do we got?
I can't tell you because it's going to blow your mind.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
I don't
it
think
gonna
it will.
It's going to 100% blow your mind.
It is the Invisible Man.
Nope. We're going to get to it here in a second. Let's start off by talking about what everybody wants to know. Who won? We had the poll up on Podzilla 1985. And if you missed it, we had a great discussion about this on the pre-show.
$1 make you holla.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. You can hear us talk all about it. But in the argument of who is the better Blink-182 singer, the population says it's Mark Hoppus, 54% to Tom DeLonge's 46%. And I just want to go on record as saying it's a terrible injustice. No, in reality, I knew he was going to – I was for Tom DeLonge, and I stand by it. But I knew he was going to lose because I've never heard anyone take my side, ever, except her.
If it makes you feel better – Kevin would have also been on your side.
Well, if Kevin had fucking Facebook, he could have helped along, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could have. I almost texted him and was like, nah, I don't. That doesn't
no,
need
I know
any
you
extra
did,
help.
Because you shared the post to get
I
people
did.
To vote. So did Ali. So did Asa. So did fucking Hunter.
In fairness,
and, oh, hmm.
We share every one of the polls, even if it's not trying
yeah,
to
draw
support.
Yeah, but this one's
support.
Against me.
But it's not trying that. To draw support, like, you know, one way or the other. When I shared it, Mark Hoppus was in the lead.
Well, good news. He kept it.
I know he did.
Thanks to sharing it. Thanks to people like you. I'm honestly surprised that it was so close. I really mean that. As much as I love Tom DeLonge, I have never heard anyone go, I like the whiny one. So,
like I said, I know Kevin likes Tom DeLonge a whole lot, mostly because Kevin was a huge fan of Angels and Airwaves.
Right.
I talked about it a little bit on the pre-show, I did not listen to Blink-182 when they were popular. I didn't really care. Like, that wasn't my genre of music. I was more into, like, the hard rock and metal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I definitely did not like Blink-182, mostly because of Tom DeLonge, because to me, like, you could have put, and I made this joke in the pre-show, you could have put Pierre Bouvier, like, into Blink-182, had him sing Tom DeLonge's parts, not a single motherfucker would have known.
I think that is a disservice to Tom DeLonge, who will usher us into the era of alien connectivity.
Tom DeLonge is a better songwriter, and he was absolutely in a better band than Simple Plan.
But you think Angels and Airwaves is better than Simple Plan? No.
Yes.
Fuck. I don't know what I'm saying. I thought you said Blink 182. Hey, I looked up album sales, by the way. Guess who did better albums? Plus 44, Angels and Airwaves.
Angels and Airwaves.
No, I don't know, because I never got that far.
Yeah, like Angels and Airwaves had more than one album.
That's true. I always base it on car commercials, and the adventure was in so many car commercials. And Plus 44 never had a car commercial, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's one reason. But, so I've got a surprise for you guys.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not making this up. I knew this was going to happen. So I reached out. I have connections in the paranormal community. And I'm about to give a call to Tom DeLonge. And he's going to be on the show tonight.
There's no way that's true.
Do you doubt me?
I do.
God damn it. I put his number in there. Give me a second. I knew he was going to lose. And I talked to him on Facebook, and I said, do you want to come on the show and talk about it? And he is a good sport, and he said, absolutely. I told him I'd be calling around 7:30. I'm calling him right now.
None of this is true. You're calling Tanner.
I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not calling Tanner. All right, here we go.
Oh, God, I can't. Like, we've got to do something better for phone calls on the show. I could have prepared something if you had told me this was going to happen.
It's ringing.
Hello there.
Hey, is this Tom DeLonge?
Well, yeah.
Hey, you're on Podzilla 1985. Hey, so what do you think about the poll?
Don't waste my time.
All right, thanks, Tom DeLonge, for being on the show.
You're just a voice inside my head.
Oh, that bit was not worth it. That was not worth it.
It was Ace of Gray.
I know. Okay. Not worth it.
I disagree. I had a lot of fun with it.
I mean, like, I don't think anybody thought you were actually going to get Tom DeLonge.
Oh, you've now, goddamn. You know what? Legitimately, if not for the fact that all this shit has come up about the Navy and stuff like that, I think I could get him. But now, no way. If he had still just been that guy that used to be in Blink 182, maybe.
He just released a new single.
How? How does he search for extraterrestrial life and make shitty music?
Hey, easy.
I kid. I like it. I want to thank Asa. I messaged Asa earlier and told him, hey, it would be fun to do this. And he agreed to it. And he was borderline Kermit at first, but then he pulled it together.
He sort of. He just about got there.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway.
But no, so going back, I was never really into Simple Plan. Kevin was a huge fan of Angels. I was never a big fan of Simple Plan for sure. Blink-182, same thing. I was never really a fan of Blink-182. Mostly because of, again, Tom DeLonge. Kevin, huge fan of Angels and Airwaves, and he always listened to it in the store.
I think Mandy's the same way. She's a huge fan of Angels and Airwaves.
I think, yeah, that's
according to
right.
Her Facebook post, because she voted for Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw, because I was looking through, like, seeing who voted for who.
Figuring out who your enemies were.
That's right.
That's what I did.
for you, it was the entire group chat.
Jason Wells is dead to me. A lot of people dead to me. And, like, it's like, well, fuck Dalton. Who cares what his opinion is? What does he know about music? You know?
That guy definitely. He is the person that knows the least about anything music related on the planet.
He has no skill at all. Hunter is dead to me. We had a shaky relationship after Ghostbusters, and this may have pushed it over the edge. Cody, I'll give Cody a pass. He's simple. Cody doesn't know what's going on most of the time. So
damn.
I'll give Cody a pass on that. And then who else is in the group?
Oh, Asa. That would be Asa and me.
And Tanner.
Oh, and Tanner, yeah.
Did Tanner vote?
I actually don't know.
I don't remember who
Tanner voted for either. I want to say that he voted for Mark Hoppus as well. Because I remember like looking at it and thinking the entire group chat voted for Hoppus.
I want to give a couple shout-outs real quick to Austin Lane for voting for Tom DeLonge. Noah Hudson, if you're listening. Chelsea Shutt. Justin Penrod. Louis Benson. Mandy, of course. Sam Hamblin, Caleb Tripp, Justin Mann, good man, that man, Justin Mann, Gary Mungle, thank you, Gary, of course, Zane Laney, also voted for Tom Belange.
Oh, Zane. Well, no human's perfect.
Matt Sism, Ciro Viegas.
Ciro's birthday Ciro. Is today.
It is. Happy birthday. I wish I could have given you a better present than
Tom Belange
losing.
Ciro strikes me as the kind of guy that was probably really into Angels and Airwaves as well.
Did you say Anals and Airwaves?
I absolutely did not.
Pretty sure you just said Anals and Airwaves.
Pretty sure I said Angels and Airwaves.
I'm going to need to go back on this one.
I think you just heard what you wanted to hear. Lindsay, were you paying attention to anything I was saying?
No, I was looking at the Pokemon that popped up on my phone.
I think he's still sore at you over the Dallas Cowboys thing is what it is. he wanted to just get you back.
You're saying he voted for Tom DeLonge because of Cowboys?
He did. Okay. Because I was the only one that was pro Dallas. So
Lindsay
gets a pass.
Look, Ciro, I'm sorry that your team has garbage fans. I'm not saying you are a garbage fan, but all of your fans in this area are garbage people.
Here's the people that are dead to us now. Allie Hebert dead. Dalton, Jesse, and Asa.
Our cash just dropped a lot.
Mimi, Hunter, Ethan Craig Miles. Well, he's never going to be on another show.
No,
he always talks about how he wants to be on the show again. Well, he's not. Derek Boxdorfer was already dead to me, so that doesn't matter. Abby, Audra. Oh, my God. The list goes on of people I used to respect. It was fun, though. It was fun. And I want to bring back the weekly poll again.
I do, too. Those are always fun.
Those were always good.
Especially, for fall time. Like, there's a lot of stuff we could be voting on. But
Like Pumpkin. We've never attacked Pumpkin. That's another one I'm probably going to lose. I'm not a fan of it.
No, I mean, honestly, our group in general.
That general battle is apple cider versus pumpkin spice.
I think it's just pumpkin in general. Like, people that like pumpkin
stuff. Just do
stuff.
And don't, because I don't.
I'm not a fan either.
I think that pumpkin lovers in the PZ85 core group, I think the pumpkin lovers are in the minority.
You think so? Well, you're one, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I go full basic white girl and around pumpkin.
I feel like Hunter's going to be on that wagon, too. Hunter and I really, our friendship's really slipping.
I think Hunter likes pumpkin. Thankfully. I know Tanner loves him some pumpkin spice.
Oh, my God. Tanner loves skinning raccoons. So.
He dances with them.
That's how he lulls
toe to freedom.
He lulls them into a false sense of security.
And I know
Tanner.
And
they just rips them apart.
Tanner just went from oh, yeah, Jesse, my pumpkin bro, to God damn it, Jesse. That's the emotions that Tanner just went through. And Tanner, I love you, and I'm sorry.
If you don't think that Tanner doesn't drink his pumpkin spice latte out of a bucket, then you are dead wrong. That costs extra.
Ow. Yeah, he brings the bucket in. Like, they start putting it in the cup. Nah, nah. Hold up.
He's got a moonshine distillery, but it's pumpkin spice. Oh, well, we haven't alienated friends in so long.
Right. We just lost so many.
So thank you for everybody that voted in the poll. It was actually it was a pretty popular poll, and it was a lot of fun. Thank you, guys. That was good. I'm not bitter.
And if you're listening and you want to vote in future polls, you think that it's bullshit that Tom DeLonge lost this poll. Make sure you head to facebook.com/podzilla1985. Give us a like.
Yes.
And you can get involved in these future polls.
You got to like us, though.
Yep, you do have
to. Please.
You don't have to actually like us, just like the page.
Oh, we'd appreciate it if you really like us, though, because we get real close with our listeners. Ask Zane and Ciro and and others.
Wait, did
Josh not vote? I don't think I saw Josh Shinfield on either of them.
I thought I saw Josh.
Let me see. Because Josh could either still be a good friend or a rat bastard. Let's find out.
You just didn't scroll far enough down.
Well,
the
he didn't
bad
vote
list.
For Tom DeLonge, so no matter what, he is a rat bastard.
What if he just chose to be neutral and not participate?
He ain't Switzerland.
He's Canada.
Yeah.
He represents the entirety of Canada.
Which, you know, no, it doesn't look, I don't think he voted.
Josh, please.
That's why your That's why your Justin Trudeau is a fucking racist. I said it.
I mean, he is a little.
What did you hear about what happened?
I heard. No, go ahead and fill me in. Let's just say no.
Let's
I heard
you were on a
I heard stirrings, but tell Dalton.
tell Lindsay, because she doesn't keep with Canadian politics. Let's be honest.
I mean, if you watched it on YouTube in the last couple days, I may have overheard it.
I don't know if I have. I think I read about this mostly, but Justin Trudeau, you know Justin Trudeau,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
He, three separate occasions, three separate pictures have come out of him in blackface.
Oh,
or as they're calling
that's,
it,
that's what I've heard,
brownface. Yeah. Every article I've read, they refer to it as brownface and not blackface. And I guess that's because in one, I think it was supposed to be some kind of Arabian Nights type thing. So I think they were calling it brownface. Either way, it's clearly of a darker complexion person, I will say. Black, Arab, otherwise, you know, whatever it is. And he's had to apologize multiple times about it.
Yeah, because I remember the line that I heard from him was, I didn't realize it was offensive.
Yeah, which is crazy that so many white people don't realize how offensive that is. It was the 80s, man. What are we going to do?
You know, blackface is offensive as fuck.
Yeah, so I guess even perfect Justin Trudeau ain't so perfect, is he?
Yeah, well, you know.
And that's the first time we've ever covered Canadian politics on this show.
Probably will be the last for a while.
So I think Josh and Alan are missing out on a big – they're missing out on an opportunity. Because finally something's happening in Canadian politics that they could talk about.
They might be talking about it. We don't know.
I don't know. Hey, I do have – we have a couple of motherfuckers to talk about.
Shit, I had one and now I got to try and remember. Go ahead. You hit your motherfuckers.
I've got three.
Oh, damn.
Sheesh.
And they're equally deserving.
You keep adding them by the day.
Well, I had one in mind. I'll go him first. I'll go him first. But then more shit's happened since I said I absolutely wanted him that now I'm kind of like, ooh, I don't know what to do. So the first one is Bill Maher.
Who's Bill Maher?
Hold for groans. You don't know Bill Maher? He's a super liberal television host. He hosts Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO. He's a comedian. He's been in a bunch of shitty movies. I was never a fan of him. He did that documentary, Religulous or whatever, where he was making fun of religion. He's kind of a prick. And I know a lot of people think that we're super liberal here, and to be fair, to an extent we are.
Yes.
But even I don't like the super liberals, and he's a super liberal. And
yeah, I mean, like, radical on either side is a bad thing.
It's a bad thing. Yeah. But that's not what I'm upset at. It's not a politics thing. But on his show, Real Time with Bill Maher, he did a closing segment where he decided that his target was going to be fat people. And not just making fun of fat people, he actually said fat shaming needs to come back. That it's necessary, that he wants people to shame fat people. And it's not about just seeing a doctor. It's about being able to see your dick. He made all these jokes. Yeah. And it was just super shitty. And my favorite, I'm not a James Corden fan per se. Mm-hmm. I don't really watch much of him. But he put out a fantastic on his show. You know, he does the show after Colbert on CBS.
Yeah.
He did a fantastic video on his show about it, talking about how they have a lot in common. They're both in terrible movies, and they're my favorite. They're the second most popular host on their respective networks, and they showed a picture of him with Colbert and then Bill Maher with Sad Zazu.
John Oliver, yeah.
How could I not remember John Oliver's name?
James Oliver is my nephew.
Good Lord. But it was really good, and his point being that fat shaming never went away. You literally see it every single day of your life in magazines, on television, on Instagram, and he's 100% right. As a person that's not in amazing shape, we'll say.
Zazu.
That's his joke. I can't
even say that. No, yeah, I saw it.
But as a person that's not
in the immigration.
Yeah, yeah. As a person that's not in amazing shape, I can also attest to the fact that, like, being not in good shape has never not been okay to make fun of, because people make fun of me. Goddamn, being in wrestling and not being skinny or like muscly, because like I'm a big solid guy, but then you've got other guys who are way more solid and much better shape. And plus, when you got a crowd and you're a bad guy, that's what they do. They point out the low hanging fruit. And,
oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, fat shaming is never left. And it's probably never going to leave, because it's still, you can't make fun of black people. You can't make fun of Asians, which we'll get to in a second. You can't make fun of a lot of things, but it's still okay to make fun of fat people because they brought it on themselves, except they don't. I myself, I don't stuff my face constantly. I don't pound soda after soda. I do exercise. It's, I don't know. There's just, I don't know. I can't explain.
And plus, like, I never get the mentality that it's just like, yeah, shame them into, like, making healthier decisions.
Right, because it doesn't work that way.
No.
No, you just depress them, and then they just pick up the box of Twinkies again.
Right. Well, I don't eat Twinkies, personally, but, yeah. But shaming people never makes them feel, like, never makes them proactive about getting better. It just makes it worse.
Yeah.
It makes them dive deeper into the vices that got them in the first place, like Lindsay just said. So,
yeah, I mean, if your comfort is food, then if you make them feel like shit, then they're going to go back comforted. To food. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so shitty. And I think it was Asa. Asa pointed out that at one point, and I'm not going to say whose name it is. I'm not going to say it. But that this person that we kind of had a disagreement with, we did make light of his weight. And we absolutely did. I'm owning up to it right now. We absolutely did. But we stopped. And we stopped because I think most of us realize that it's not funny. Like, it's just not funny.
You know, it was us, like, it wasn't us trying to be funny either. It was us, like,
trying to hurt
him because, like, he hurt us.
Yeah, I felt slighted.
Yeah.
And I lashed out. We all lashed out. And I've apologized to him, and I'll apologize to him again. But it's not funny. It's never been funny to make fun of someone's physical problems.
Appearance.
Yeah. Of whether they be fat or short or whatever. So that's really
I say that Dalton right now is like, you motherfuckers.
Ace is the one that made fun of his teeth on Wednesday. All I said is I wish he had choked on the umbilical cord in the womb.
That was a terrible time for me to just start laughing.
And the fact that you call for shaming, like, so if there's a 8-year-old kid that's overweight, we should just shame them. Like, what a fucking prick Bill Maher is. And he's always been a prick. Don't get me wrong. I've never liked Bill Maher. And this just reminds me of why. He's got that smug look and that fucking, like, I just love to punch him in his big fucking nose. James Corden, my favorite thing that he said is, not all of us have a superiority complex that burns 35,000 calories a day so we can look like Bill Maher. I like that. That's good shit. That's good shit. So fuck Bill Maher.
Also, I do want to point out, like, yeah, no, I don't think fat shaming is a good thing. But at the same time, like, I don't think that means you need to condone, I guess, someone, like, overeating and stuff like that. Because it is, like,
There is a line between the people that go, the people that are fat shamed, which is wrong, and also the people that are unhealthy and choose to be unhealthy and are proud of it. And, like, we just tell them, that's right, you be proud of your body no matter what you are. Because at the same time, there is a health issue.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I'm not on that wagon of, like, you know, be proud of the fact that you're ingesting 4,000 calories a day in, you know, cookies and pizza. Like,
right.
that's not an okay lifestyle to live.
It's a line. It's a fine line between body positivity and recklessness.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, I guess, throw that out there, that, like, I'm not on the side of, like, you know, you go, you eat that pizza. Because on the other hand, like, you know, we all could stand to live healthier lives.
We all could. Every single one of us.
No.
But it's just, it's really shitty. You should not live a reckless life, but you should also not be, like, you should not be shamed because of who you are.
Right.
So it's a fine line. Bill Maher crosses that line. Fuck him.
I
can't fucking stand that guy. Not that he gives a shit. He's a piece of shit. Anyway, number two, then this happened. It was Shane Gillis with the SNL controversy.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to you guys on Tuesday.
Yeah, he was my second one, but we covered him on Tuesday a lot, me and Asa, so I don't really need... The short of it is, if you didn't listen to that, if you don't know the situation, comedian Shane Gillis was hired by SNL to be on the new show, the new season, along with two other comedians, one of which being the first Asian cast member.
Mm-hmm.
And not part Asian, because, like, Rob Schneider and Fred Armisen were both part Asian, but this guy... he's also gay, which is great. Like, he's the second openly gay cast member on the show with Kate McKinnon. He's also a writer on the show, so he's really used to it. But then they hired this Shane Gillis guy, and he apparently did a podcast or does a podcast. And on this podcast, he uses some very, very offensive language, especially towards Asians, makes fun of them, stuff like that. And his defense is that it's for comedy and I push boundaries, except it's not comedy. When you just drop racist comments and racist slurs in everyday conversation, that's not comedy. That's just racism. It's lazy and uninspired.
Because, you mean, back in the day, like, racism could get you some cheap laughs.
Right.
Like, it was quick, easy jab to get, you know, a cheap laugh or three.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, your audience was predominantly white.
Right.
And you had, like, minority groups didn't want to speak up, couldn't speak up. And, you know, they just sort of took that beating.
But then that changed. that turned into the opposite, where every black comedian made fun of white people, and white people couldn't make fun of black people anymore. And it's still kind of like that.
I mean, that was like 90s was every bit that. Like every single like black stand-up was
white people do
fun
this, black
guys.
People do this. And it's still okay today to make fun of white people but not black people, which whatever. We've talked about this before. I personally think that all comedy is open. Like you should be able to make fun of anything. If I want to make fun of a black person, I should be able to. And I can. Now there will be repercussions for that.
Yes.
As Shane Gillis found out, because by the way, I don't want to make fun of black people. That's not comedy to me. Like and like body noises to me aren't funny. That's not comedy to Shannon Young. Racism. Now racism can be funny. Blazing Saddles. That shit is hilarious.
Because Blazing Saddles is making fun of racism, right. Using racism.
Racism for the sake of mockery of racism is funny to me. And I've said that 1,000 times. But there is, and David Chappelle does that, yeah. Where he uses racism to make fun of racism. But at the same time, again, there's a fine line that you walk that you kind of wonder like, okay, but am I being racist by being racist against racists? I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway.
It is a super fine line and it's really hard to walk. And
Gillis sucked at walking that line.
Yeah.
Because all he did was drop slurs about Asians. Did you hear what he called Andrew Yang?
Yeah, he called Andrew Yang a chink, right?
He called him a fucking Jew chink.
Jew chink?
Yes.
Christ. Because, yeah, I was looking up articles about it, and all I could find is that he dropped some slurs about Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
And then I saw a bunch of Yang's responses to it.
Oh, you mean classy fucking, like, presidential responses? Yeah. Andrew Yang is the shit. And we've been saying that for a while.
That's right. Though apparently, like, the Asian community is unhappy with how chill he's been about it.
You can't win either way.
No.
You can either go after this Shane Gillis guy and burn him to hell and get, you know, you're not being presidential, you're not being political. If you embrace him and try to create discussion and maybe change his ways, then people say you're not being tough enough. Like, there's no way to win.
No.
I think he handled it well.
Yeah, no, I think he did it the best he possibly could to say, like, no, racial slurs are not funny.
Right. But like if you want to have a conversation, we can. And apparently they are going to have a conversation, which is 100% just to smooth things over for Shane Gillis, I have no doubt. I don't know, actually. I don't know the guy personally. Maybe he really did think that shock humor and this is part of it. Maybe he really isn't racist, but the evidence overwhelmingly seems like he is. Whenever you're just, I said this before to Ali Nace, and I said I wouldn't say it on the show, and I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to use the word. But if you and I were just talking about a customer coming in who happened to be black, and as I'm telling the story, I just called him the N-word over and over again. That's not comedy.
No.
That's just a racist discussion.
Yeah.
So fuck that guy too. I'm glad he got fired. This is not cancel culture. This is not PC bullshit. This is a racist. This is a guy who's racist against Asians and gay people who's about to be put on a cast with a gay Asian. How uncomfortable does he make the rest of the cast? This is a good choice by NBC.
And it's one of those things, like, one of the other things that I was curious about was, like, one thing that I read that it was old stuff that resurfaced, and another thing that I read was, like, it made it sound like it happened last week.
It was, well, I mean, if he's talking about Andrew Yang, it had to at least been recent. I think the last one that was, like,
if he's talking specifically about Andrew Yang, it had to have been pretty recent.
Yeah, it was May, I think he made the Andrew Yang jokes, which, again, in what comedic circle, other than a racist circle, is calling Asian people chinks funny?
Like I said,
it's not funny.
It's not. But back in the, especially like the 80s and 90s, it was hilarious. Like, I mean, that was the cheap shots you could take. Like, everybody's laughing at it. Nobody's upset about it.
Well, even
or at least nobody's vocally upset about it. And that's really, I guess, the difference in, you know, what we have today versus what we had then. So basically, like, what the point that I was going to make is, like, I am not for punishing people for stuff they said, like, you know, 10, 20 years ago. Like, if they've, you know, they've had a change of heart, like, especially, like, if that stuff comes up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is something that happened in your past. And you're like, yeah, I was kind of an idiot.
AKA us in 10 years when we've moved on and people go, hey, what about this show?
Or even, like, fuck, if I had been, you know, recorded back in the early 2000s.
Right.
Like, I've talked about this before. Like, I was just like every other motherfucker saying, like, man, that shit's gay.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I thought something was dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I did that all the time. And obviously, now I do not think that, like, gay should be used for
a negative term.
It should not have a negative connotation to it at all. I am fully in support of that community. But it's one of those things, like, if somebody got a recording of me talking back then, they would hear me use that word a lot. And they're like, so what about this? It's like, man, that was 20 years ago. I definitely do not think that way now. I feel horrible about it.
Right.
That's what it was.
I do have to disagree with you on one thing. I don't think that saying chink was ever funny. Even in comedic circles, it was making fun of them. It was doing the pulling your eyes back and making the oh voice. But just saying the word, I don't think was, like, if you go back and watch those old movies where they do make fun of Asian people,
yeah,
it's always their mannerisms. It's always the exaggerated teeth, the eyes. It's super shitty, low-hanging fruit racial stereotypes and stuff. But it's never the word. And that's what bothers me about, that's what gets me about this, is that, like, he wasn't just doing, like, the voice or something like that. He was just saying the word.
He just casually dropped the word chink over and over again.
The word chink is not funny.
Nah.
Racial slurs aren't funny, except for cracker. Cracker is pretty funny because it's the most inoffensive racial slur ever.
And I like it when, you know, white people start to get kind of upset about it. Like, well, that's really offensive. Like, is it?
Is it? I'm not offended by that word.
No.
Like, it's one of those things. Like, yeah, like, if somebody calls me that, I'm like, well, that's unfortunate.
If,
like,
somebody calls me that, I just kind of go like, that's your go-to? Cracker?
Because especially, like, well, you know,
tasty,
I
found snack?
Out. That's found not what the they call crackers, though.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Whip cracking.
Whip cracking. I didn't know that until this year. I was this year's old when I found out about that.
It had to have been longer than that, because I think we've talked about it on a show before.
But, like, I found out on the show, at least. Or at least, yeah, it was during the time where the show existed.
Right. It was somewhere in that period of time.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't even know that I would call that a racial slur. Like,
right. Because there's no pain involved with it.
Right. Like, you owned slaves and your family had lots of money. Mine didn't.
Nope.
But that's the connotation that...
if mine did, what name... the fuck happened? Like, where did it go?
Man, my family's broke as shit.
I don't even know my family, but I'm pretty sure they were all broke. So fuck Shane Gillis.
Yes.
He's also a piece of shit.
Agreed.
And then the third one, and then this happened. The clothing line, Beastroy. Did you hear about, hey Kevin, you hear about Beastroy? I'm talking to Kevin Schenkelberg.
Tell me.
So Beastroy put out a series, is that a fashion show or something? They put out a line of hoodies
yeah,
that have school names on them. School names like Virginia Tech
uh-huh.
or Columbine
oh!
or Sandy Hook.
Ones that have all, yeah, gotcha.
And they have bullet holes in them.
Yep.
Ouch.
You know, it's fucked up.
And I guess they're trying to make a message. But the message is exploit victims for money.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing. They're not giving this money to charity. They're who thought this was a good idea? This is worse. Do you remember, like, a year ago? I don't remember which brand it was, but they had the black kid wearing the hoodie or whatever that just said, like, funny monkey or something like that. Or
yes.
I do remember that. Was it like the zoo's best monkey or something like that?
Something like that.
And
yeah.
Everybody's like, who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Yeah,
because it was something for like a catalog or some shit like yeah. that for like you
it was
know,
like a department stores
yeah.
thing.
Like
yeah.
merchandise you could buy at the somewhere. God damn, and yeah, no, I remember that.
And they thought that was a good idea. Well, who thought about putting of hoodies with school shootings that didn't even happen because this is a deep state conspiracy by. Hillary Clinton.
Please stop.
And
I can't. No. I can't stick around with that bit. I can't let it go on. But no, I don't understand who the fuck. Because at least like that picture taken, I respect the fact that they did not realize what they did. There's no way that was a conscious decision.
Put a shirt on a black kid that says things. Monkey and just like go with it.
Yeah, no, it was one of those things. Like it hit and then like somebody was like, isn't it a little fucked up? And then like they saw and they're like, oh no. It's like the, it's Always Sunny joke, I think, where they find the most efficient way to like line up some desks and it's in a swastika.
I don't know if I remember that joke, but that's
they look at it, they're just like, oh no.
Once you step back from it and look at it, it looks different. But yeah, so hoodies with gunsh, again, it's art, I guess. And there's nothing that says they can't do that. There's nothing illegal about it, but just
it's in very poor taste.
What happened to like taste? What happened to being to being a decent moral person. And,
you know, be one thing like if it was a art piece, a student show. Yeah, like something somebody put up there as like commentary on like you know, profiting off of these tragedies because like the NRA absolutely does. So that would be one thing. But no, these guys are putting out this line for sale.
Yeah.
Like they are trying to profit off of these tragedies.
Yeah.
No. With like clothing that not even the dumbest motherfucker would wear.
Oh, I disagree.
I disagree on that too.
Yeah, you know for a fact there are people that would buy it to troll, to walk into a store and be like, oh, look what I got on. Bet they're getting pissed. I'm
sorry. I had a brief like lapse where I was.
You thought humanity was okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I forgot. That's on me. I apologize for that. I forgot that humanity is, you know, shit.
We really, really are. And people wonder, like, I always said that if God is real, he just doesn't give a shit about us. And everybody's like, no, God loves us. He made us his image. I'm like, God's a dick.
He's something.
Like, I'm pretty sure God just, like, he turns on the security cameras and sees something like that and just goes, oh, no, I don't. I'm watching.
He checks it
occasionally. It's like us watching YouTube videos of people failing.
Yeah, he's just like, those idiots. I'm not going back there.
You know, he saw the Holocaust. He's been tuned out ever since. He's like, ooh.
And Jesus was like, Dad, I think I can go talk to him. All right, go see what you can do. And then, you know what happened there.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like trying to make a joke about something recent. And I was like, because I brought up the World War II shit. You were talking about something recent. I was like, where's he going with this bit? Oh, no, he's talking about the first time it went very poorly.
Yeah, he's coming back. He's coming back, though. So those are my three. Those are the three nominees I had for Motherfucker of the Week. And I don't know. I don't know if I could pick one. Because all are equal. Well, they're not. I don't know if they're equally bad, but they hit me hard. All three of them.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one, as much as I want it to be like Shane Gillis, because I'm not a comedian. I don't do stand up, but we do a comedy podcast for the most part.
Yeah.
And I've dabbled in comedy everywhere. Everything that I do dabbles in comedy, whether it be wrestling, whatever. I think myself to be a very comedic fellow, which is funny because all my friends said I wasn't funny when I was younger. Well, who's laughing now? Because I'm still alive and I have my own show.
That's right.
But I want it to be him because I hate people that take comedy and turn it into something awful and evil. And that's what he is. He's evil and racist. I want it to be Bill Maher because I hate bullies. And that's what he is. He's being a bully. Fat shaming. That's fucking terrible. Don't ever do that. If I hear anyone fat shame in my store, I'll kick him out. Or gay. Or whatever. Anything like that, we kick him out. But I'm going to have to give it to Beastroy because they are literally profiting off dead children.
Yes.
And no matter how you feel about like racist comments or fat shaming, nothing is worse than dead children. And making a profit off of it.
That is something that I think that's a nonpartisan thing.
We don't have to make that poll.
Yeah.
Profiting.
Well, you think so. But then the NRA and the Republicans don't seem to give a shit about that. They'd rather protect the guns than the people that's getting killed by them.
Well, no. See, the NRA, like they definitely don't give a fuck about dead children. They care. I'll say that. They probably care about dead children. However, they do not want these dead children to be cutting into their profit.
Mm-hmm.
And any person that's getting the checks from the NRA, which the NRA is apparently like on a downward spiral at this point.
Good.
Like they are close to like.
Good.
Fantastic. But yeah, no, any person that they write checks to, which largely are Republicans, a few Democrats as well. They're also like thoughts and prayers while they're signing these fat fucking checks from the NRA. So, yeah.
Thoughts and prayers, everybody.
Thoughts and prayers. Because I don't think that any of them, well, no, they are literally profiting off of dead children at this point. So, I don't know what my point was anymore.
I'm
going to stop talking.
Here's okay. other stories we're not going to cover tonight, just because there's no time to deal with everything that happens in the world. Colt's going to stop making AR-15 rifles. That was just announced today.
Walmart stopped selling them.
They're trying to force Trump to release his tax returns, which he doesn't have to do legally,
but
every president has.
And apparently he's suing a bank that was going to release them.
And a judge blocked the order to release them, so he probably won't have to release them now. There was a story today about a watchdog or a whistleblower that filed a complaint against Trump about some kind of guarantee or promise he made to a foreign leader. That apparently was so outrageous and so egregious that they filed a complaint, but the complaint was, the best way I could put it, it was downvoted into oblivion. Like, they didn't take it seriously. They didn't do anything about it, and they won't even release the details of it. It's
damn.
It's 100% a cover up. I wish I could cover it in the 20 minutes we have left, but we don't have enough time. Maybe next week we'll find out more about it, or nothing will happen. Because
that's what our world does right now. Nothing.
Nothing happens. We could also talk about the fact that the United States Navy confirmed that the UFO videos that we talked about on I Want to Believe are 100% real.
And no one gives a shit.
And no one knows what it is. We do not have the technology to operate aircrafts that way. And no one cares. Does it even matter anymore? We will talk about it on I Want to Believe in a couple weeks. But fuck. The world moves so fast now. I aged 40 years this week.
Whenever you look pretty good for putting an extra 40 years on.
Whenever I say I'm 62 and everybody goes, you're not that old, I'm like, I fucking feel like it. I've lived 20 lives in this one life. I just want to bury my head in the sand and forget all about the world, but can't do it.
Yep. Just, love the just world bury, so much. Just bury your head in the barrens.
Barron's chat
on that WoW classic.
Okay, very good. Which I barely played lately.
Yeah,
because I've been playing a lot of Red Dead Online.
I've not played it since Borderlands came out.
Which,
well, we expected that.
Yeah,
Borderlands is a whole thing. We don't have time
I've just
talk
been
about
trying to get ready for the convention. That's why I haven't played.
What convention?
The anime convention here in Cape this weekend.
When is that?
In 2 days.
Saturday and Sunday.
Uh huh.
Anime Con.
Uh huh.
You're gonna have a table there.
I am. Allie's gonna share it with me.
I want my water. I'll be right
man
back.
Down.
It's rolling away.
it just really wanted to be far away from Shannon.
Everyone
it,
does.
Aw. That's not true.
I'm coming back.
I know I'm like the furthest away from you at this table, but I want to be closer.
Let's talk about something happy.
Yeah. What's on the docket for happiness tonight?
Oh, I don't have it. I was hoping you did. Did you ever think of that other fucker?
No, I was desperately trying to, because I remember seeing something earlier this week, and I thought, like, ooh, this is a great candidate for motherfucker of the week right here. And now I don't remember.
Because so much shit happens throughout
so
the...
So much shit. I don't think it was... I don't think they would have won motherfucker of the week over any of the three people you mentioned.
In fact, now that you mentioned that, there was something I really wanted to talk about tonight that I told... I usually send it to myself on Facebook so I remember, and this time I was like, no, just don't forget. And I forgot.
Damn.
And I thought it was relatively important, too.
Yeah, no, I got to start doing that, like writing it down or some shit, like whenever I see this stuff. Because I thought, no, there's no way I'm forgetting this. And I did.
You can talk about Sir Fetched.
Well, I was about to say, I want everyone to go follow my new Twitter page. It's just look up Daily Sir Fetched. I post the same picture of Sir Fetched every single day. That is a true story.
You should just start drawing Sir Fetched. And it'll be actually a cool compilation of like you slowly but surely getting almost better.
I wanted to do something for him because I love him that much.
He's excited that Farfetch'd has an evolution.
I saw Sirfetch'd, like, and Shannon can, I guess, back this up. I saw Sirfetch'd and I was like, oh, Shannon's going to be so happy.
Yeah.
I posted in the group chat. I'm like, add Shannon, look.
Yeah, Lindsay tagged me in it. And before either of you did that, I think I was on YouTube and I saw something about it. And I was like, ooh, what's this? Who is this guy?
And then you go to the group spammed chat. Me with pictures of him all day while I was at work.
About to say, you go to Facebook and you see that you've been tagged in it at least twice.
Yeah, because Farfetch'd is one of my favorites, and Sirfetch'd just looks like a lot of fun.
Unfortunately, it's in the version of the game I'm going to be playing,
you and
so
Allie.
I have to get him one.
So both of you can team up and give me this one Pokemon.
Yeah, just send it over.
He better be easy to get.
I am probably not buying this Pokemon game.
You piece of shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Motherfucker, act like you're going to play it.
I'll buy it. They'll get my money. What do they care?
Yeah, no, like, I'm not, like, I don't want to spend $60 on Pokemon again. Like, or I don't want to spend $60 on a Pokemon game.
See, I'm...
Especially, like, they should, if they were going to split it up like they did, and they were going to basically give us 3DS games, they should have kept the 3DS pricing model.
I wish.
But instead, they're $60 each.
I think there's more, we'll have to wait till the game comes out. I think the content is going to be enough that it's worth $60. I paid $60 for Let's Go, and I enjoyed it. But it was just a remake. I think this one's going to be better. I love a lot of things they're doing in it. I'm actually excited to play this one. And I haven't been excited to play a Pokemon game since Let's Go. Fuck.
And you know, I guess that's true. I did pay $60 for Let's Go, and they had the same fucking bullshit. Like, where, like, I hate the fact that you, like, and I don't know why I wasn't angrier about it back then, but where, like, you couldn't just go into the game and decide if you want to have Eevee or Pikachu. You had to fucking
buy the
Eevee or buy Pikachu.
At least this one's putting back in the regular battles.
Yeah.
You no longer have to like just throw a Pokeball, Pokemon Go style. It's, mm-hmm. This is, everyone always said they wanted a console Pokemon game. We want a console game that plays like regular Pokemon, not these bullshit battle stadiums or Coliseums or whatever.
Even though I enjoy those too.
Well, a lot of people enjoyed them, but everybody wanted, they wanted Pokemon from mobile, but they wanted it to look good. They wanted it to be, and now you're getting it, and it's still mobile.
In fairness, like we wanted it for console, but we didn't want it to have the exact same battle animations that they had in the mobile.
Yeah,
the
we want
games.
More expression to them.
Right. Well, I mean, you're getting that in this. This one
yes.
looks
well, even
a lot
in
better.
Masters on the, I mean, the phone, you've got better expressions in there
yeah.
too.
Yeah, the resolution is better, and like the character models look better. But like, I want to see like when we have games like Pokken Tournament.
Like you want to see them actually brawl?
Like I want to see, like if I hit scratch, I want to see the Pokemon that I'm using run up and scratch the shit out of that Pokemon.
Hey, it's
like
still...
I don't necessarily need like bloodshed and shit, but like I want to see them run up and actually like
scratch.
Use, yeah, I want to see them scratch them. Like
you
want to
see the air swipes.
Yeah, and... I don't want to see this fucking like they jump in the air a little bit and then like the three slash marks appear over the opponent.
It's still better than the original Pokemon where all the characters would just like shake
they
a little bit.
They just kind of jump.
Yeah, they
yeah.
just like.
And you might see like you see like the claw marks go across the
yeah.
other sprite.
Yeah. I think they've gotten a lot better with it. The attacks feel like more attacks. This one's got kaiju in it, which is great. They get bigger.
They do.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the Gigamax.
My Pokemon grow.
Yeah, that's my reaction pretty much.
But yeah, I
where
I
are you?
I don't know. Like I'm not a big fan of like it's unfortunate. It's missed opportunity. And then especially when you've got games like Fire Emblem. I didn't have to buy three versions of Fire Emblem to play the different houses, mm-hmm. and the different houses all have significantly different story options.
You're missing out on. I get your frustration, but I think you should be thankful that they've done this and they didn't do what I thought they were going to do originally when they announced Amiibo support was make a Pokemon game where you
God
had to
damn.
Buy the Pokemon Amiibo. To use
yeah.
it. Because they would have made so much money on that.
They absolutely would have.
Because people would have been buying like, oh my God.
Lindsay would have gone bankrupt.
Yep.
We're already there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh no, like actual bankrupt. Oh, like okay. homeless well. Declaring bankruptcy. And all she has is bags of figures.
To play her game, but she can't charge the game.
No, she's coming here to Gaming Grounds and just plugging it in.
I'm excited about it. And Sirfetch'd is going to get me in the game. I also want to mention that tomorrow, Link's Awakening comes out.
Oh, goddamn.
On the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I do really want Link's Awakening, but I have to beat Borderlands 3 before I buy another game.
And then next week, the Nintendo Switch Lite comes out.
Yep. Man, like,
which I'm not buying, thank God.
No.
For once, I'm not buying a new system.
Nope.
He says now.
No, there's nothing about it. It doesn't appeal to me. I need my TV.
Exactly.
I need the TV.
The fact that you can't dock it is mind-boggling
right.
to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure, fine. Like, sell it with Joy-Cons that don't disconnect and don't include a dock. But let us dock the fucking thing if we've got one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least have, like, an HDMI port if I don't want to... Make it where I can't charge it. I don't know. Fuck me over in one way or another.
Like,
but give me the option.
The fuck you over is the fact that it's $80 for a fucking dock. Like that's the fuck you over part. So like, but if you already have a dock, because honestly, I probably would have purchased a Switch Lite
to go on the road with you.
Yeah, it's like that, to make it an easier to travel with, like Smash Bros and stuff like that. Since I travel with that all the time, like I probably would have gotten that. Like I have an extra dock that I travel with. Like give me a Switch. Like let me take the Switch Lite with me, and then I don't have to fucking take my Switch out and like put it up in jeopardy and everything.
Yeah.
But no, you can't dock it. So fuck you. Fuck you, Nintendo.
It's still not the most useless system of all time. You remember the Xbox? Oh, was it the Xbox One?
Oh, the one. Discless.
They called it the SAT edition.
Yeah, it's all digital.
Yeah,
Xbox One S all digital,
which was the exact same size and everything of a regular Xbox One S, and not much cheaper.
It was like $50 cheaper than MSRP.
But without the disc option at all.
Yeah. It was $50 cheaper than MSRP. No disc option. But a lot of stores were selling it because it was MSRP'd at $299.99 was the SAT edition. And MSRP of the 1S was $349.99. And no store, like Walmart and everywhere, like Best Buy, all still had systems for $299.99, usually that came with a game.
Yeah, and like who was that for? Who was that for? Because I mean, even the hard drive space was normal. It was still like, what, terabyte?
Well, in fairness, like a lot of, like normal is 500 gigs. Yeah. So yeah, the 1 terabyte was a bit of an upgrade, but you could absolutely find 1Ss with 1 terabyte.
I got two here right now. I have never seen
a 500 gigabyte.
No, I've never seen a SAT edition in market.
Oh, no, I haven't either.
I've never seen one.
Because I don't think that many were ordered, because like not many people are going to be interested in it.
Yeah.
Like, I get that there's absolutely a market for it, because I know a lot of people that are all digital with their games.
But the crazy part is, like, but you could just buy a regular 1S and still do digital.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Like, if they had launched this this fucking thing at $200.
Like the Nintendo's doing with the Swatch.
Yeah.
The Swatch Lite.
Like, and I don't know why you keep saying Swatch, but like,
because he's just being him.
Comedy.
I guess that's fair. So I felt like I had to address it instead of just like every letting time you said it so far, I let it go. If they had released it at like $200, like if they had sold that fucking thing for $200, it would have sold all over the place.
Yeah.
But instead, like they're like, well, I mean, we're not saving much by taking out the disk drive, so there's not much savings to pass on to the consumer. Accurate.
Right.
So why make the fucking thing in the first place?
I agree. At least the Switch Lite is
$100 cheaper.
And better. Like it's except for the fact that the battery life on it isn't as good as the new Switch.
Yeah, because
that makes no sense, because this is only in handheld.
Yeah.
What sense does that make? Sometimes these companies make decisions like putting out a system.
I thought the battery was slightly better than
it's slightly better.
Yeah.
But the new Switch that came out, the Redbox Switch, is like double.
Because they've got like they weren't able to use to dodge the tariffs. They had to use batteries from Taiwan, I think, instead of China. And then
goddamn tariffs. I thought we were winning.
So yeah, I think that's why, because like they have different hardware and batteries in the Switch Lite, and they put that same battery in the regular Switch, and it drastically improves battery life.
Yeah.
But I think the Switch Lite still has even the new one beat.
Not the new Switch.
I'm pretty sure. I thought it did.
I guarantee it. I guarantee you. This one I'm positive about, because it's been in all the papers. People are wondering, why the hell would they put such an extended battery life in a system that can be docked, and in your handheld system, which is literally just for handheld, the battery is longer, but it's not nearly as long as the new Switch. It's baffling.
That's really weird.
Like I said, it's a stupid idea.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Why would you do that? Why would you put out hoodies with the names of schools where there have been school shootings, and you put bullet holes in them? Lindsay, you've been awful quiet over there about Sirfetch'd.
Uh-huh. Well, it's because you weren't talking about him anymore.
Well, jump in anytime.
Anytime.
So he's the legendary of this game.
No, he's not.
He's got a sword and it. No, he's got it's a lance.
It's a lance and a shield, because he's become fighting type, which
I think
is weird.
Pokemon Lance and Shield would have been better.
Yeah. No. Now, Sword and Board.
Sword and Board.
Sword and Board.
All day.
Okay, talk about him. I don't know. I'm very tired.
I mean,
We're getting down to like the last 8 minutes of the show.
I'm laughing at rambling. All the memes where he's like super proper and.
Well, he's noble. They say in his description that he's like super
noble,
fucking noble.
Yeah. And then they just show Farfetch'd as this little hick.
There's so much fan art of Sirfetch'd out already.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't
the
looked
internet's,
yet.
Internet's going nuts about it.
And I kind of hate that, because I wanted it to be for me. I wanted it to be special. I wanted it to be special.
I also love the fucking eyebrows that dude has.
Oh, yeah.
He looks so smug. It's like Bob's ideal of himself if he were a Pokemon would be Sirfetch'd. Super proper, big ass eyebrows.
No, let's be fair. Bob is all into the self deprecation. He looks at Snorlax and like, yes.
Oh, well, that's his ideal. Snorlax is what he is.
Okay. No.
Well, I mean, no. What you said. I'm just using your words. It's cyclical.
No, yeah, like it's one of those things. Like, if you ask Bob, like, if you were a Pokemon, what would you be? Bob's answer, legitimately, would likely be Snorlax.
If you
because
could take
Bob.
Snorlax's body, but somehow put like Weezing's face on it,
oh,
would be Bob.
That would be Bob's answer.
Yeah, that's those Pokemon fusions Lindsay loves so much.
This is not us saying.
I am kind of obsessed with Pokemon fusion still.
You are. So make
Pokemon
that,
fusion is great.
Make that one happen.
I always love seeing like the fan art. Like somebody gets a fusion that's
and then
either particularly
it.
Awesome or horrifying, and
like,
they actually draw
like
it.
The all-time classic.
Oh, God damn it.
Be strong.
Which one?
Be strong for mother.
Bellsprout. Yeah.
Do you love me, brother?
Be strong for mother.
Clarence.
I still remember, like, I was on this show. Like, I showed you that picture. Santa couldn't breathe.
I think I was crying at that point. I'm going to look at the picture right now. I'm a glutton for punishment.
It's so funny.
All you have to do is just look up Beast. Just look up Beast for Mother, and the first thing you see
is Clarence.
First thing you see is this picture, especially. Of the zoom in on his face.
Just blank expression of Do Duos with the meaty eyes.
Be strong, Clarence.
Be strong for mother. Well, I mean, it's Do Duo, but instead of another Do Duo hit, it's a Bellsprout hit.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
I'm broken now. I'm ending the show early on that one. We got a few minutes left. I'm done. That's the pinnacle. It's not going to get any better than that.
No, yeah, that's be strong for Clarence. Like, the only bit I think we've had that we laughed at laughed harder about was the when I introduced you guys to replace Wand with Wang.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say Harry Potter. The thing with that, though, is you don't get that sudden shock of the picture. You know what I mean?
No, it's true.
It's because, like, I looked up Be Strong for Mother, and it was literally the first picture was just that fucking stare. That dead stare.
I need you all, like, out there in listener land, just Google Be Strong for Mother and see that picture of Do Duo. Just that, it's the zoom in on that blank stare.
All right. While you do that, we're going to head out of here this weekend. If you're in the area, please do come visit us at AnimeCon. It's our good friend Ken Murphy hosting it. Ken, of course, we work with through Cape Championship Wrestling and the Cape Comic-Con. Good guy. Lindsay and Allie will have a booth there. I will be there at some point between 10 to close, just depending if I can get someone to work here. And then Sunday as well, right?
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, Saturday and Sunday.
And there's a couple of special guests, Lindsay. Who are they?
Jason Liebrich is going to be there, and Elizabeth Maxwell.
Yes.
What do they do?
He plays
the
Yeti.
They're voice actors. What?
And he plays the Yeti in Hentalia or something, right?
He plays a beast man in Attack on Titan.
That's what it is. Is his name not Yeti?
I don't know. I never watched Attack on Titan.
He looks like a Yeti.
He's Dobby in My Hero Academia.
I thought that was a Harry Potter thing.
Different Dobby.
I don't know a Dobby in My Hero Academia.
The guy with the stitches on his face and the different splotches. And then Elizabeth Maxwell is Midnight.
And she's pretty.
Midnight, yeah.
I'm talking about the girl.
The actual.
She's pretty. So do that. Check us out this weekend at AnimeCon here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Lindsay and Allie have a table. I'll be wandering around somewhere. If it's like every other convention, Ken will have something for me to do.
He'll find something that he needs your help
with. Something
that
he forgot that I have to help him out with. That happens occasionally. Happened one time. I'll write it to the end of the earth. And then on Monday, are you doing Nerd Up on Monday?
Yeah, because I mean, we do it early enough because that tournament doesn't start till seven, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, we just have to do it early, and then I'll just go straight there.
Okay, cool. So Nerd Up on Monday, and he'll talk about all the fun things, and then Tuesday,
all the fun things.
Tuesday, new hype train.
I was going to talk to you about that because next in the rotation would be another episode of Mr. 100 and the 5-Star Man. Because you,
I think just like the movie The Dead Don't Die, the rotation has changed.
Which means my calendar at work is no longer correct.
Well, considering the fact that you couldn't even come to the last I Want to Believe, I don't think it matters anymore.
I know. So, well, in fairness, college kids that can't close on Tuesdays.
Wasn't the last I Want to Believe out of rotation?
Yes, and I don't even remember why at this point. We kept it I think we kept it the same because I thought she was going to be on and then she couldn't anyway. Either way, you don't want to do hype trains, is what you're telling me?
No, it's not that I don't want to do it. It's just that it has only been 3 weeks since the previous one.
Because we did. It was Hype Train, then I Want to Believe.
Hype Train, I Want to Believe, Mr. 100, and then back to Hype Train.
Maybe we can find something else, or maybe just take a night off or something. I don't know.
I mean, it's not that I'm opposed. Like, I got to see if Trevor's available.
But well, you don't want to burn out Trevor.
Because
he's got to save up his good material to hurt Dalton. That shit doesn't just come naturally. He's got to think that up.
Oh, God. Boy, did he get Dalton real bad.
Was good. Go back and check out Hype Train if you want to hear that one. And then if you want to hear Dalton get eviscerated, also tune into last night's PW, because there was a part where me and Asa just obliterated him to the point that I thought he was going to quit. It was bad. Ooh. It was probably the most vicious burns. And then Asa just kept going. Uncomfortable. Go check that out. Until then... Make sure you go over to Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. We'll have a new poll up on Sunday probably, sometime this week. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll bring that back. You can also interact with us, as you should be doing. Podzilla1985.com. Listen to the old episodes. Check us out on iTunes. Check us out on Spotify. We're all over the place. And, of course, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to support us with your paychecks. Yeah. Don't actually send us checks. All right. See you guys on Monday for Nerd Up. Until then, later.